Good afternoon. Thank you so much for calling Arch Top Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Yes, this is Elliot Landy, and I'm in Woodstock, New York. My neighbor is getting his installed, and I wanted to arrange for that also.
Okay, absolutely. And what is your service address, please?
218 Goat Hill Road, Woodstock, New York, 12498. It's right on the border of Saugerties and West Saugerties. Part of our property is actually in West Saugerties, I think.
Okay, absolutely. I'd be more than happy to go ahead and help you.
Our mailing address in the house is 218 Goat Hill Road, Goat Like the Animal.
Yes. All right, perfect. All right, so I do see an in-service date of November 21st, so it's a few days before Thanksgiving.
Okay. Oh, so November 21st.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
So what we can...
I'm sorry, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Sorry. What we can do is we can go through with the setup process so that all that needs to be done is get scheduled when it's closer to the 21st of November.
I see. Okay, so the schedule... So the setup process would be sooner?
So not necessarily. So what it is that way we get you in the system rather than having you call back closer to that date. We can already have you in the system and we provide a call to you when it's time for scheduling an appointment.
Okay, great. That works. Now,
did you
want to
go ahead with that?
Yes,
November 21st.
But that, I see. So, okay, so that's a week before Thanksgiving, I see. Okay, fine. No problem.
Okay, perfect. Alrighty, November. Yeah. Yep, so that would be a week before Thanksgiving, indeed.
Okay. That's good. I mean, anytime you want.
Okay, and so this is for a residence, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And were you aware of the different plans that we offer?
No, I'm not, actually. My friend told me you have an introductory plan of $70 a month for the first 2 years, I guess.
Yes, so that is correct. So
yeah,
what
I
it is...
different plans you have as well. Thank you.
We offer the 1 gig for $79.99, but if you sign up for auto pay with paperless billing, then it brings you down to $69.99 per month. For two years, and that's valid for 2 years. There's no contracts. We also don't have any cancellation fees, and all of the taxes and fees and the equipment are completely included in the price.
That's fabulous. Okay.
So it would be $69.99 if you sign up for the auto pay and paperless billing through your checking account, and that way that's all that would be taken out every month.
Okay. That sounds good. Did you say 1 gig? Is that the amount of data?
No. So actually, that's the download and upload speed.
I see. Okay.
There's no limit to the data.
I see. Okay. And so this would I have Spectrum right now for my internet. So this would just basically replace Spectrum. Is that correct?
Yes. So that would replace Spectrum. What do you currently have with Spectrum?
I signed up for a business plan upload. I think they call it that, just so I can get a higher speed. You want me to get the Spectrum bill, and I'll tell you what we have?
I mean, no, that's perfectly fine.
Because I don't know it offhand. My wife takes care of it. And I could just get one of their bills, and I could tell you what plan we have.
Yeah, that's up to you.
Great. Hang on a sec. Thank you.
Oh, you're so very welcome.
Okay. So.
Bless you, by the way. I heard the sneeze.
let's see, what does it say here? Easy. I don't see where it says any information. What kind of information you're looking for? It says Wi-Fi server, and Wi-Fi free with Ultra Gig, and then Spectrum Internet Gig, and free internet modem.
Okay, great. So that's actually great. Does it show what your current speed is?
Oh, well, I tested that yesterday, and it went to, let's see if I have it right here. Yeah, if the upload was 400 and download was, that doesn't make sense, no. Upload was 40.62 and the download was 911. And I tested it twice, and it came out about that both times.
Well, the great news is that we actually provide symmetrical upload and download. So that means you're going to get, instead of 900, you're going to get 1,000 megabytes per second down, and you're going to get 1,000 megabytes per second up.
Okay.
We have it so that it's symmetrical, so you get the same speed up or down, and they don't interfere with each other.
Right. Okay, that's fabulous. And then, because a lot of times the spectrum is slow or out, and so on, it's not always that. I tested it when I made sure nobody else in the county was online just to give them a good.
Yeah, I mean, I completely understand that as well. So you'll get a much faster speed, especially with the upload, depending on what you do. And I mean, for $70, it's really not bad.
Yeah, it's also much cheaper. So for 2 years,
plus it's a better technology as well. I mean, think about it this way: you're getting your data through light pulses versus coaxial cable.
Yeah, no, I'm aware of what fiber is about, and I'm glad it's available here. Now, my friend is getting his line buried. He just wrote to me. He's just next door. Next door meaning it's like a 3-minute walk. and he's getting his line buried, and he said that it would come right probably to the same pole that is right across the road from us.
So you
use overhead wires basically, and then what comes into the house is fiber instead of coaxial. So
yes,
really,
to a degree.
I don't know why he's burying his cable. In other words, he's afraid of it getting blown around or whatever. So I don't know if there'd be a benefit to us burying our cable, because if it's going to go out, if there's a hurricane or something, it's going to go out anyway on the main wires. Is that right?
So no, actually, so that is something that we have a priority on. Is where possible, we bury. That is our top priority, is to bury the wires. Those cables, usually if you'll see our trucks in the construction on the roads, we're actually burying the main lines.
I see. Oh.
So if it's an area where we can't bury and we have to go aerial, as much as we don't like to, if we have to, we will. But for the most part, we primarily focus on the burial of the cables.
Okay,
that way it's less interruption for you. It's
right.
Less work that's needed on cleanup crews when it comes to after storm.
Oh,
if
yeah.
a tree limb takes down the cables, we don't have to resplice. So there's a lot of benefits to burying the cables.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So when the person comes out here, he'll tell us that. He'll see what we have.
Yes. They will definitely take a look at your property. You won't even have to be home for it. But they will take a look and verify to see if it is buryable or if they have to go aerial. Now, I don't see an issue with it being buried, especially if your neighbor's getting buried. That came out so wrong. I apologize. If their cables are being buried.
I understand.
I apologize for that. That took a turn for the dark, but hey, you got to have fun with it, right?
I think you made us both safe. You made us both laugh. So.
Well, that's a good thing, though. You got to have fun throughout the day.
The best thing you could have said.
But yeah, no. So also during the storms is the fact that we typically have some really high-end generators that are at our substations. And I mean, if you think about it, hospitals, they have those big giant generators. We have similar ones. So when everybody loses power, if you have a backup battery or a generator powering your home.
Yeah, we do.
As long as the modem and the router are plugged into that power source, you will not lose internet.
Oh, okay, terrific. So,
yes. So that is another key point to that and why we bury it too.
Right, yeah. So if you do bury it, then will it cost me anything extra?
No, it will not.
Okay, terrific. So I'm sold. The other thing is, what would be an upsell on this? Is there a faster speed possible in case I need that, which I don't?
There is. So if you do decide that you need extra coverage or extra speeds, we do offer a 2 gig package for $99.99, but with a 2-year price guarantee for the sign up for auto pay and paperless billing, it would bring that down $10 to $89.99. So it's only a $20 difference between the two plans.
Okay. And then is that noticeably faster when I download stuff?
Yes and no. So typically what you'll see is you'll also have like a larger bandwidth. Not all devices are capable of handling the 2 gig speeds. So even though you might have like a computer that may be up to date, you might not see a 2 gig download speed. You may still only see 1 gig download speeds. But it would also create a larger bandwidth for more devices to be connected without taking away from your bandwidth.
Okay. So you mean we could watch 10 TVs at once?
Yeah, basically.
Okay. Exactly what I've never wanted to do. But
yeah, I mean, I don't see why you would need to be watching 10 TVs at once. But hey, if somebody can keep their focus on 10 different movies or TV shows all at once, be my guest. I definitely don't have the brain for that.
So I do video work. So if I'm sending out large video files, then the two gig speed would be helpful to me if I have the right equipment inside, because I have my computer has a 10 gigabyte Ethernet connection to it. So if I connect that directly to your modem, then the 2 gig would work for me.
Well, I would connect it directly to the router rather than the modem because...
Sorry, the router.
Yeah.
So if I connected that directly, I would take advantage of that extra gigabyte.
Absolutely.
Okay, that sounds good.
Or at least if you're watching TV and you're waiting for these files to upload, I mean, it would be significantly less time already with the 1 gig. But if, say, for example, you have a 10 gigabyte file that's being uploaded. I mean, if you think about it, it's 1 gig per second. I mean, that would only take you about 10 minutes or no, 10 seconds, technically, depending on how fast it can really go. I mean, how fast your computer can handle it.
Yeah, I understand that part of it. It's a question of whether we would. So our TV may or may not benefit from it. Because the modem that you give us, I guess that's a wireless?
So the router is going to be wireless, yes. You would just connect the modem to the router. You would have two pieces of equipment. One is going to be a black box, which is the modem. That's where the fiber comes into. And then it has the Ethernet cable that pulls out of that into the router. And then the router has four ports on the back of it and disperses the Wi-Fi signal.
I see. And how fast is that Ethernet connection?
So it does have a 10G Ethernet port capability.
Okay, fine. That's basically the same as my computer then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then so it comes out to the router, and then to get it to the TV set, if I connect, I don't know how fast the TV can receive it. But because we do have a problem with the TV having to wait for the channels to change, you know, the streaming I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
We do have a problem with that. So would that two gigabyte speed be translated to faster TV performance? Or does that depend on the TV set, how much it can receive or what?
It's not necessarily based on how much it can receive, but it also does depend on how old the TV is. I have an older Samsung from, gosh, I want to say it was like, what, 2016, I think it was that I bought it. And I've noticed it is very, very slow, even though it's like right next to, like literally right next to the router. But that's because the equipment is old.
Right. But what would the specification of a TV need to be in order to benefit from this faster?
Well, I mean, if they're up to date, if they're a modern TV, the one that's bought
I need the specification. I really don't know what that.
I would say one that's bought within the last like 2-3 years would definitely benefit from it.
Sorry, I still don't have. Is there a specification that could describe what the TV needs in order to benefit from this?
No, not necessarily. No, there wouldn't be any specific specifications. I just know personally from a personal experience and having worked in an electronics store in the past.
I'm going to cut you off because it doesn't mean anything to me. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
It's not necessarily what's going to happen for me. So what's happening basically is that the router is a wireless router.
Yes.
And that sends out a wireless signal all over the house.
Correct.
And we assume that's a strong signal, but if not, I have to boost it up. Is that right?
We do offer Wi-Fi extenders.
Oh, you do? Okay. And what would that cost?
So the first one is actually included with our packages. Needing any additional ones, it would be $8 per month.
Okay, $8 per month. And
again, taxes and fees included.
Sure. And then can I buy my own if necessary, if I want?
If you absolutely wanted to, yes.
Okay.
But I do know that these Wi-Fi extenders are specifically made for the router that we provide, so they have the best compatibility.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, just I'd like to know all the things. But there are commercial ones I could buy.
Absolutely.
That may or may not work. Okay. Let's see. Because I want to explain to my wife why we should pay $20 a month extra. That's why I'm asking about the TV.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I want a specific piece of. So how does the TV get? How does the streaming get boosted up? It comes in at 2 gigabyte speed, right? And then it goes into the modem, and from the modem to the router very quickly, and then from the router to the TV set. Wirelessly, it would depend on the wireless speed, wouldn't it?
It would depend on also distance, how far the TV is from the router.
Okay. And that wouldn't necessarily be affected by 2 gigs versus 1 gig.
No.
I would think because the wireless speeds are very slow anyway compared to wired. But if we could wire it up, if we could run an Ethernet cable to the TV, then am I correct that it would be faster?
Yes, it definitely would because it prioritizes the Ethernet cables versus the Wi-Fi signal.
Right, okay. But would it be faster than running an Ethernet cable from the 1 gigabyte system directly to the TV? That's my question.
So really, I mean, with the 2 gig versus the 1 gig, it would really be a matter of how many devices you're planning on connecting and using at the same time.
I see. Okay. So it's just broader. It's not necessarily faster. But I would get a faster upload on it.
Yes, absolutely.
Of the same. So if I'm sending a 100 gigabyte file, it goes up much faster at 2 gigabytes than 1 gigabyte. Is that correct?
Yes. So essentially it would have, you'd be getting 2000 megabytes per second down, 2000 megabytes per second up.
Right. Okay. And, what if I start with the 1 gigabyte, then can I change to the 2 gigabyte?
Absolutely. You can always upgrade whenever you want.
Okay. And the pricing, the structure will be Just
the structure will be the same, yes. As long as the auto pay and paperless billing are set up, it will continue with that $10 discount.
That's great. Okay. So so we'll set up the appointment now, and I can tell you which one I want, the 1 gig or 2 gig down the road. You don't need to know now over this.
To set you up, I would definitely want to go ahead and select either the 1 gig or the 2 gig for you. But yeah, essentially, if you decide to change your mind later on, you can always give us a call. We can change it up for you.
But I mean, with this phone call, before he comes out to see, or do I have until he comes out here to tell you whether I want 1 gig or 2 gig?
I can select the one now, and then if you change your mind, you can give us a call and we'll switch it over. It's very, very easy to do.
Okay, so before he puts it in.
Correct. So like today, right now, as we're speaking, I have the 1 gig selected for you for right now. And then if you want to change it, we can definitely do so.
And it's best to change it before you install the system.
Honestly, it doesn't matter when we change it.
Oh, yeah? Oh.
Because our router and modem are equipped to handle both packages.
Oh, no kidding. Oh,
so we just do it on our back end.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. Wow. Okay, good technology. Thank you. So I'm sold. And put me down for one.
Okay.
To start with. Okay.
Absolutely.
Any idea? Sorry, one more thing. Any idea how much it's going to be? The price is guaranteed. If I get 2 gig or 1 gig, it's the same amount of time that the $70 and $90 a month is guaranteed for?
Correct. It's guaranteed for 2 years.
Okay. And then any idea what the price is going to be after that?
It would just go back up to the regular price. So the $89.99 and the $79.99 and the $99.99.
Okay. So you're considerably cheaper than Spectrum.
Yes.
Far out. Good for you. Okay. So when can we – do you need any more information from me?
So I will need to go through a bunch of questions if you do have the time.
Sure.
And we're not looking for phone service. Is that correct?
Well, right now we have Verizon. So you're saying to replace Verizon?
No. So what I was asking is if you needed any landline service. I don't know if you currently have a landline phone.
Yeah, we do. That's what I'm saying. We have five lines, and we don't need five lines. But yeah, we would like another landline phone that's cheaper than what we have.
Yeah. So we do offer the standard phone line for $24.99 a month.
And that. One second. And that comes in over the same fiber cable. So $24.99 is the one line. And how much is more than one line?
So for each additional line, let's see.
And we can't do the organized payment also.
Let's take a look. So it would be $50 for two lines, for two phone lines.
Okay, and more than that, three?
So if we were to do three, it would be $75.
Okay, so there's no discount for multiple lines?
No. Okay. Not at this time anyways.
All right. And what does that include? Does that include long distance anywhere?
It includes voicemail. You also have the voicemail, the email, call waiting, call ID, call return. We also have nationwide calling, but we don't have any international. We just have unlimited local and long distance for U.S., Canada, Guam, Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands.
Okay, hang on. Let me write that down. Unlimited U.S. and Canada. I'm not going to write the rest down. Okay, that's good. And then international, how do I get it? Do international calls?
So at the moment, we don't offer international, unfortunately.
Okay.
We are looking into that option, though, I'm sure.
And how would I make an international call?
Well, that's the thing. At the moment, we wouldn't have that capability.
Oh, really? Okay.
We're still working on getting that up.
There are third-party, right now I think we have a third-party service for doing international. Could we hook that up to you or not? I don't know.
I would check with that third-party to see if they would be able to.
Okay. All right. Okay, so I'll tell my wife this. I'll let you know also about if we want the phone service.
Absolutely. So I'll select no for now.
Yeah.
Okay. And then,
I think we are going to do it. I think we pay a lot more money than $50 a line with long distance and everything.
Yeah, so for two lines, it would be 50. For each line, it's 20, essentially, yeah. 25.
Right, I understand. And then we get local phone calls as well as long distance. It's all free.
Yes, so local and long distance is unlimited.
Okay, great. All right.
Yep.
That sounds good also.
Okay, so just a few more questions for you. Do you currently rent or own your current property?
Own it.
Okay. And how are your utility wires feeding your home, such as Central Hudson? Are they coming through the air or under the ground?
Through the air.
Through the air. Okay. And then is your billing address different than your service address?
No.
Okay. All right. And Elliot, how do I spell your last name, please?
L as in love, A as in apple, N as in Nancy, D as in David, Y as in yes.
Perfect. And it is a typical spelling for Elliot. It's E-L-L-I-O-T-T or one
right.
T. Okay.
Two T's. You got it right.
Perfect. And what is the best email address for you, please? This will also be your username to log into your Archtop Fiber account.
Okay. So it's the letter E at landyvision.com.
Is that visions plural or is that just singular vision?
Singular. Okay. Landy Vision.
All right. So that's E at LandyVision.com.
Right.
Perfect. Okay. And what is the primary phone number that you'd like on the account, please?
84. Hang on. Let me put my wife's number on there. 845. 417-7676.
Okay. Is there a secondary number you'd like in there?
845-417-7669.
Perfect. And how may we contact you prior to your installation and also for any future notifications regarding your account? We have the option of phone, email, or text.
Well, if it's important, you could always phone us if it's like the sky is falling or something. But, yeah, so it's you can do anything, really.
Okay.
I guess most likely I'll see text first, so that comes out. So you can send me a text.
Okay, perfect.
If it's some kind of semi-emergency situation, or someplace you need to contact me right away, then text. But otherwise, I think just plain email is best.
Okay.
In thinking about it, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, with text messaging, we can notify you via the text to notify you about the important information, such as your install appointment, updates about your order status, and also billing updates. So if you opt to receive the text message, you'll be able to confirm your installation via text. So they'll say, hey, get ready. Your appointment is on X date. Reply yes to confirm. And you'll be able to respond to that and confirm.
Yeah, okay. But in the future, like, they won't tell me you're going to owe $7 on May 1st, then we're going to collect it, all that. And then when you collect, you say, we collected $7. I don't want that kind of notification.
No, because if we set up the auto pay and paperless billing, there shouldn't be any issues with that.
Get it by email. I don't know what you would do by, anyway, I'm
absolutely
just explained it, I hope.
No, that's completely understandable. And, of course, you can always opt out at any time through the account portal, and you can receive the communication via email or phone call at that point. We only use the text for account-specific updates. We don't send any advertisements unless
Hello?
You were to
opt.
Yep, I'm still here. Can you hear me?
No.
Elliot?
Hello.
Elliot, can you hear me?
What happened?
If you can hear me, I'm going to call you right back, okay? Oh, I hate 5-9. Oh.